July 4th, 1776. It's Independence Day in the United States, and one of the symbols of our freedom is the Liberty Bell. But most folks don't know the real story behind that bell, a bell that really was not famous at all until more than a half century after that famous July 4th in Philadelphia. Its story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It was just another bell in the tower of the Pennsylvania State House in 1776. Today, it's perhaps the most famous bell in the nation.
It was on the 8th of July that the bell would ring in that manner that would call the people to hear the news at the Pennsylvania State House, what's now Independence Hall. Then afterwards, it supposedly joins with other bells in the city in celebrating independence.
Bob King at Philadelphia's Independence Hall says it was many years later, though, before the bell in that building gained its famous name.
Visiting abolitionists hear particularly about a certain feature of the bell. What it is, it's a biblical phrase. And the words are, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof."
That phrase, a reference to the Israelites' release from bondage in Egypt, symbolized the same struggle abolitionists faced. They soon coined the phrase, "Liberty Bell." Many legends sprang to life about that now famous bell.
Among the stories, of course, is that it cracked the very first time it rang. Another story is that it cracked while ringing on the 4th of July, and as far as we know, it did not ring on the 4th of July at all.
King says there's no evidence to support the stories. In fact, the first reference to the crack in the Liberty Bell came in January of 1846, nearly 70 years after the nation's independence. In 1852, the bell was removed from the hall's steeple. The city allowed the bell to go on tour beginning in 1885. It drew huge crowds in many cities, but the crack grew larger. In 1915, in order to preserve the national treasure, it became part of a permanent display near Independence Hall, where it continues to draw thousands of visitors yet today. Traveling the countryside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.